And on this very cold Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. She in the studio. Did you walk from the library today?
No. No, I did not.
Well, why not, Lydia?
I guess I don't have that native Minnesota toughness.
It's only a block.
I'm just
block from the radio station to the library.
I'm a poor Oregonian, and I can't take that. No.
It's
not
cold out.
For it. Yes, it is cold out.
Yeah. And that might have an effect. People are asking if the library's open or not, I hear, huh?
Yes, I've actually had many people, would say that today isn't too crazy cold, but I've even had people calling today and wondering if we were there, which is understandable. There's a lot of cancellations going on due to the temperatures. I know that they're not having school for the next few days in pretty much all of our surrounding districts, so
yep.
I get it. But we do plan to be open our normal hours, short of a free blizzard adding to everything. All of our people who are working live pretty close to the library, so we're thinking we can do it. But just use extreme caution, especially tomorrow if you go out there. And
right,
yeah.
So what are your hours the rest of the day today and tomorrow then?
Tonight we are open until 7:30. And then just our standard weekly hours, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, Thursday, 10 to 7:30, Friday, 1:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
Monday is also a 10 to 5:30.
All right.
So,
yeah. And with the cold, the library is heated.
Yes. Yeah, you maybe just want to come in and thaw out in the library.
Yeah, you could do that, too.
You could, so, yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, tell us some of the events and activities that the Madison Library has coming up here.
Well, we've got all kinds of plans coming up. We've also been really kind of busy in the library. I should mention, because people are going to go, where is this? Where is that? Because I've very nefariously been moving things again. I know everybody loves that. But we have been running out of room for our audiobooks. We've basically, the audiobook section at the library has gotten so tight that we can't add anymore because there's no shelves left to put them on. So a couple of weeks ago, I started the great shifting of materials. And so you might come in there and find things not where you expect them to be, because that's where they've been for couple decades. So the audiobooks are moving over by our normal books. They're going to be shifting over there, and our DVDs will be getting spread out, and our nonfiction books have also moved a little. You kind of have to shuffle to accommodate things. Okay. So, yeah, there might be a few things missing, but they're not really gone. They're just somewhere else.
What are you making room for then? Or,
well, making room so we can actually start getting some new audiobooks in again.
Okay.
And, it's getting to the point where it's a struggle to get one on and off the shelf because it's so tight.
Okay.
It's like you need the jaws of life to get your Patterson audiobook out, which isn't convenient for anybody. So, yeah, we need to have a little breathing room in the audiobook section.
Okay. Good. So a little different setup at the Madison Library.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're looking for your audiobook, just, go west.
Okay.
or ask a staff member. We'll help you find it.
Audiobooks are really popular, aren't they?
They say, I just read, I can't remember who it was from, maybe it was from the American Library Association, but audiobooks are the fastest growing medium for literature, more so than print books. E-books, audiobooks are everybody's favorite right now. And I totally get that. I love audiobooks. I'd like to sit down with a real book, but audiobooks, especially digital ones, like we can get through Libby, our digital library, are great because you can listen to one when you're cleaning the house or if you're on a really long drive. It's just so nice to have a book there. And you can get more reading done than you would otherwise because you can kind of multitask it.
And you listen to it on your phone, I would get. Okay,
I listen to it on my phone, but you could also listen to them on tablets, on your computer. There's a lot of different options, although I think most people probably do it through their phones just for the sake of convenience.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. What else is going on?
Well, lots of events planned. Winter reading is still going on. That's been going on for about a month now, our winter reading program, which is a challenge to read 8 books. But we've still got the better part of a month left, so there's still lots of time to sign up. You get a tote bag just for signing up, even if you don't finish the program. And then you get a mug for finishing the program. They're very cute. They do a new design every year, so it's kind of like a collectible. And all you have to do, and this is for adults, so 18 and over, just stop in, put your name down on the list, get your tote bag and your stamp card, and then you bring that stamp card with you when you return books and get a stamp. And if you get 8 stamps before the end of the program on February 28th, you get that mug.
Oh, okay. So, awesome.
Nothing too challenging. It's actually a relatively small amount of books, and audiobooks count for that.
Mm.
So, got lots of different ways to get to that 8 books. Let's see, other things going on in February in Madison. We talked before about how Karen is planning to do crochet classes. We've got that finalized now. We've got it all set. So it's going to be a 2-part class, which will be held on Tuesday, February 19th, and Thursday, February 21st. Both sessions will be at 5:30.
Okay.
And it's a beginner's crochet class. So during that first session, you will learn the absolute sort of basics of crochet, the basic stitches, the tools you use, all of that.
Okay.
And then in the second session, they're going to take those things they learned and make a really cute little pair of slippers.
Oh.
So we provide all of the supplies for that. It's completely free. But if you do have a particular color of yarn you want to make your slippers in, you're welcome to bring your own yarn.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll have different colors there to choose from, and we'll have the crochet hooks.
Okay.
And you have to pre-register for that one.
Oh.
So call the library or stop by. Sometimes we get Facebook messages or comments asking to sign up, and we don't really have the chance to monitor those as much as we'd like, so we may not see it on there.
Okay.
So definitely go for the phone. That's the surefire way to get a hold of us. Children's events. We do crafts and classes for kids every Thursday evening at 4 p.m. in Madison. We have Untidy Toddler play dates every Thursday morning. We're actually going to be moving those to 10:30 in February. They had been at 11, but we're going to move to 10:30 because some parents have said that that time would be easier for them. So that's every Thursday morning at 10:30 are the Untidy Toddler play dates, where the kids can come get messy and have fun. Dawson Library, kids' events are hosted on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. They also have toddler and preschool story times on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. And on Monday, they have therapy dog reading sessions. Monday evening.
Oh.
They have therapy dog reading sessions from 4 to 5. So the kids can set a time to come in and read to a therapy dog, which is wonderful for nervous readers to be able to read to this attentive, non-judgmental, and of course, very cute animal. Who wouldn't want to read to a dog?
I hear a lot of good things about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. It can be very helpful to kids that are struggling with reading.
Yep.
Cambie also has weekly kids crafts, and they do theirs on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Also in Madison, I believe he's coming to Cambie and Dawson, but I don't have the dates and times for that. You could check with your library and find out. But in Madison, for sure, Magic Bob the Magician is going to be coming back this year.
Oh,
he's very fun. He was in Madison almost 2 years ago now for a Halloween magic program. He does all of these fun themed magic programs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tying in with that 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program this year and doing the magic of Dr. Seuss. So it's going to be a Dr. Seuss themed magic show. So that should be really cool to see. He's so fun, and he's so great about interacting with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on Saturday, February 23rd at 12:30, and that's free and open to the public. Parents, kids, come on over and see it. He always does a great show. And then jumping ahead into March a little bit, we're going to have a book talk author signing. Local author Mary Kruegerud. I always pronounce that wrong.
Yeah. Kruegerud.
Kruegerud. Yep, thank you. Yep. Thank you for helping my tongue out there. She is going to be coming back to our libraries and our towns. She was the author of Interrupted Lives and about the sanatorium. She was here about a year ago, and now she has a new book out called The Girl in Building C, which is the story of Marilyn Barnes, who was 16 years old in 1943 when she was told that her recent bout of pneumonia was in fact tuberculosis. And so this is her story of her stay in a tubercular ward.
Yep, I'm actually reading that book right now.
Are you enjoying
it? Yep, it is. It's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mary does a good job. And we'll be talking to Mary in March when she comes here. So
yeah, it's so wonderful to hear that local history, even though it's not necessarily about such a pleasant thing. It's still fascinating. So she's going to be in Madison. She's actually going to speak at the History Center because they've got a bit bigger room than we do. So that will be on Friday, March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. She'll also be in Canby at the Canby Library at 10:30 a.m. and at Dawson Public Library at 1:30 p.m., both on Saturday, March 23rd. Okay. So March 22nd, she will be in Madison. March 23rd, Dawson and Canby.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe this would be a good recommendation for a book club. I bet people would find that really interesting. And I bet some of our local book clubs will end up reading it. So I should talk then, too, about book clubs. All of the libraries have book clubs. Mm-hmm. I know that Madison and Dawson each have two book clubs. In Madison, we have one that focuses really on fiction. The other reads nonfiction. So it's a little bit of, you know, everything for everybody's tastes. The nonfiction book club is called the Breakfast Book Club. They meet at 10 a.m. the last Saturday of every month. And then our Tuesday night book club, which reads a little of both, but more fiction than nonfiction, they meet the second Tuesday of every month at 7:15.
Okay.
So, and book clubs are such a cool way to find something you wouldn't normally read.
All right. A lot of activities going on at the library.
Yes. And that's just like a summary.
Yep.
There's so many more things going on, so definitely go on to our Facebook pages and check that out. It's Madison Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, and Canby Public Library MN. And there you'll find the full list of our crafts, our events.
Yep.
And I should mention, too, that if we ever are closing for some reason, be it a holiday and you're not sure if it's a holiday we're closed for, or you're not sure if the library is open because the weather is bad, if we're going to be closing, we always post a notice on there. So of course you can call the library and see if anybody picks up, you know, but you can also go on to our Facebook page and we'll always post on there and let you know if we're going to be closed for some reason.
All right. Real good, Lydia. Right. We're going to kind of bypass what's the staff reading this time because we had so much to talk about.
Yes, we had a lot to go over. So we'll talk about those next time. I'm sure we'll have another interesting batch saved up.
All right. You go outside and bundle up. I love your scarf. That's a big scarf you're wearing.
Big is the operative word there, Paul. I think I could wrap my whole head in it. So that's the idea.
Yeah, and you have to when it's this cold, all right?
You do. Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming in, Lydia, on a cold day.
Thank you, Paul.
Lydia Rebine from the Madison Public Library.